Hey, everybody. My name is Dan Droz. I'm here with Jeff Redding and Steve Martin.
What's up, y'all?
And you're listening to Seattle Today.
In March, I will be 53.
Happy birthday in advance.
Yeah. Thanks. Oh, yeah. You'll be when's your birthday?
March 11.
Your birthday is a day before, I'm sorry, after my sister's, and about 9 days after mine.
I remember going to your 50th at that fancy boathouse place.
Ponties,
yeah.
Then it turned into the Eagles Club.
Ah, so no, it was, not it the was, Eagles. That was a nice the spread.
Elks. Yeah, so we were just talking about the Elks Club on the cut there.
On
Fremont Bridge.
And that's the, what is that? That connects
the Fremont Cut.
Yeah, but what connects the Sound to Lake Union, the thingy?
Well, the Fremont Cut. And then the Ballard Cut.
Oh, okay.
And the Ballard Lots.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. Anyways, we were
down.
Your 50th birthday was?
Oh, it was there, yeah. We had Rock-a-Rookie.
Fucking, it was awesome. It was a good time.
Did you get up and sing a song?
I did. I think I did a little Bon Jovi.
Sure. Well, wouldn't you?
Right.
Which song?
There's only
Wanted,
one.
Dead or Alive.
There's only one.
Oh. Well, no, he has millions.
Can we talk about that really quick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why does no one talk about how Bon Jovi ripped off one of the greatest Van Halen songs of all time?
DOA.
Van Halen 2, DOA, Dead or Alive.
Wanted, Dead or Alive. Oh, yeah.
We were broken, hungry on a summer's day. One of the greatest Van Halen songs
it
of
is.
All time.
This is one of the better.
Sheriff down to try to drive me away.
This is a great time to say rest in peace, Eddie Van Halen. Thank you for for owning rock and roll.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dude.
Edward Van Halen. Whew. Thank you.
And it's not
total baller. Total baller.
The thing about it, it's not just his music, it's also his gear.
Yeah.
Do you know how many bands are playing EVH gear?
Everyone.
There's so many good bands that are playing EVH gear, especially
in the
middle.
Did you say so many good bands?
Yes. So many good bands.
He changed everything.
He did. He changed rock and roll.
Yeah.
He totally did.
Here's to Eddie Van Halen.
As Jeff and I drink Bud Light Post Malone juice and
nice.
Steve
I'll have one
is,
of those. I'll get to one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, you sang the other Dead or Alive.
I did. It just kind of came up, and I was like, yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, the Eagles place burned down when those arson. There was some arson down the street, and while they were walking up the cut, they decided, hey, let's set something else on fire. Yeah. And it would have been really lame, but.
Lame.
The Elks was trying to do they had just bought that property, and they were trying to do a remodel, and they couldn't afford it because the housing market was going crazy and everybody
in that location, you know, so.
And so they couldn't afford it, but then it got burned down, and they got this giant insurance settlement, and now they're doing this amazing reconfiguration. Happy ending.
Yeah. I'm glad there is a happy ending.
Yeah.
We can go there for your 55th birthday.
Yeah.
We can go there in a few years.
Yeah. It's coming.
To the Elks place?
Yeah, we should do that.
Yeah.
The Elks Club.
Yeah. Sweet. Yep.
Queen Anne Elks
I mean,
Club.
You know, Dan can work it. We, you know, the rest of us can't.
Because I'll still have the energy to work.
Yeah, you'll be DJing.
Yeah, I was, sorry I was late. I was having a conversation. A friend of mine just found out that she has some, well, she didn't just find out. She just told me she has some cancer. And,
bummer. Hard bummer.
I get a lot of those calls. I end up talking to people.
Didn't you kick the shit out of cancer.
I had a little cancer.
You kicked the shit out of cancer. Proud of you.
Proud
of you.
Know,
no, man.
Yeah. She's doing.
So that's why I'm saying you get these calls probably.
Yeah, a bunch. She's doing naturopath.
Okay.
Has for 3 years. Kind of going in the right direction. What are people's? I mean, let me preface this. She didn't tell me she had cancer 3 years ago. She told hardly anyone.
Right.
Because she didn't want to hear about it from people who thought she was out of her mind or, like, you know, being silly or not taking it seriously by doing naturopath and not going under the knife.
Oh, kind of like a Western medicine kind of approach.
Exactly.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
You know, we're getting to that age. Dan, you'll get there in a couple of years. Where it's like, it's Everyone's got it coming at some point. I wonder what you guys think of that.
So I did. I lost a friend. Probably it's been about 3 years, and she chose. She was in and out of Western medicine, and we eventually lost her to cancer, unfortunately.
When you say in and out of,
she was doing Western medicine type treatments, and then was just like, I don't think she was happy, and I don't think she felt well.
Right.
And she felt like, it felt like she was crushing her. She was, you know, she's more of an indirect friend, you know, through my wife. Mm-hmm. Like, my wife grew up with her, and that's how I met her, and I knew her for a long time. And then she put up a good fight for a long time, but she was in and out of Western medicine treatments and then kind of went towards this. Helped me with the
naturopath.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Were you saying she wasn't feeling good and she was feeling crushed by the Western medicine?
By the treatment, I think, was just like
chemo all the right. standard stuff.
She had an extremely healthy diet.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
yeah,
she was, her diet was by the book for people that are in that condition. And, she looked great. You know, she looked great, and her attitude was, she also had a very "I can do it" attitude. She had a very positive, you know, very, very fight type attitude. Yes.
Do you know what kind of cancer?
I'll have to double check. No, I can't remember.
Those are things you need. All those things: good attitude, healthy,
proper diet.
Yeah.
I'm kind of lucky in that regard with information, because I have some neighbors that are actually top rated cancer scientists.
Nice.
So, like, they have a lot of information about how that disease works and what sort of research they've done some research that is very important to the world.
I think we were talking about that one night, like, you know, you can find smart people anywhere in the world. You can find somebody smart, like, you know, God, even in Florida, there are some smart people, but like in Seattle, the number of like scientists and doctors and professors,
especially in the biotech world.
Oh man, it's just, you know, and like in fighting cancer, I think we're a five star location, you know, a lot of people come here to fight cancer, come to Seattle.
What do you guys think of, if someone came and told you they were going to do some alternative medicines, would you be cool with that? Would you be like, what are you doing? You gotta, you know, like, do you think it's, I don't know.
I would put all positive options on the table. So maybe a blend of the medicines.
Yeah.
I think it's their decision.
Well, you know, right. Yes. Yes.
It's their decision. It's not, not any place for me to, decide for them.
I think it's kind of a bummer that this person felt like she couldn't tell people because she'd gotten that sort of like vibe from people. And I just, it's like, you know,
I bet she almost didn't want to be like, get too much advice too.
Well, yeah, people, you know what I mean? She talked to friends of friends who'd been through it, and they were all like, oh no, Western medicine's the way to go. I'm really happy I did it. And, you know,
right.
Kind of trying to steer her away.
Right.
She's doing good. She's got a good head on her shoulders and got a good outlook.
Uh-huh. All right. Yeah. Well, you know, yeah. All right. Well, then we were definitely pumping for her.
We'll keep that story in the
Let's do that.
In the mix there.
We're going to revisit that.
Yeah.
I was talking to a buddy of mine earlier this week who has a deep brain implant. He's got tremors.
Okay.
Like, you know.
Big
shakes.
Okay.
And they put one in, and when they did, they're asking, do you want there's a brand new one that has it's got a few electrodes or whatever they are.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think he has an app for it on his phone, but he has to go in and they have to calibrate it.
Uh-huh. Right.
And it shoots waves that kind of counteract waves his brain's making that makes him jitter, and so he doesn't jitter anymore.
Wow.
But he was saying that when they calibrate it, like, they'll turn it all the way, like, one diode all the way over, and he'll, like, he won't be able to talk right. and like, or he'll talk.
Oh, no way.
Super weird.
No.
And so I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hack it. He's like a punk rock snob. I'm like, I'm going to hack into that thing.
Are there punk rock snobs?
I'm gonna,
yes,
well,
they exist.
Like, he's a cretin. I mean, you know the motorcycle club?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, sure. He's, I've one seen of those cats. Guys, you know? Yeah, yeah.
Georgetown!
I was going to break into the, I'm going to have somebody hack into it. Maybe Dan.
Dan can do it.
His little Wi-Fi thing and make him walk around talking about Neil Peart all the time.
That being said, would you guys ever get a Neuralink?
Hey.
Yes, in a minute.
You could, like, make him.
Steve, would you get a Neuralink?
The thing that Jeff was just talking about? Where,
no. The Neuralink is, this is a early version of Neuralink.
Okay.
Neuralink is like where you can tap into the internet. You can, like, basically you'd have the web in your head.
Oh, I would. Oh, I want the web in my. I want the web in my head.
Totally.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that make me just imagine? No. Just imagine me with the web in my head.
What would you do? What would be the first thing?
Well, I would walk around and correct everybody.
I would have to.
Yeah. I'd be like, wrong. Hold on. Let me check Wikipedia. Nope, you're wrong.
I could stop saying fact check all the time. Yeah. I could just go, hold on.
Hold on. Yep, right.
Right.
Yeah. Boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
Would you get one, Dan?
I'm going back and forth.
I thought Dan was one.
No.
He's our Neuralink.
Yes.
Yeah, but there's a little bit of latency here because I'm slower than what that thing would be.
That's okay.
Just a little.
That's okay. Yeah. I like the organic.
I add personality.
You add
I like
speed.
The organic thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, would it be really cool is to have a little tiny Dan in my head?
You don't want that. You really don't want that.
Maybe I do. You don't want to drink wax, mister.
I don't know. Let's see how the Cybertruck ends up. Let's see how the Starship ends up. Let's see if we get to Mars.
Right.
And then we'll see, you know, if Elon is on top of it, then we'll eventually
get to Mars.
But the thing is, so they're all.
Or we could build some schools. I don't know.
Fix the West Seattle Bridge. I don't know.
We could fix the grid, or we can go to Mars.
Did you hear that? So the West Seattle Bridge is down.
Yeah.
And then they're thinking they might have to fix the First Avenue Bridge.
Really?
I'm not surprised to hear
this. You'd be stuck on West Seattle?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You'd have to, like, drive to Burien, right?
Yeah. And then double back.
Yeah, yeah, double back from SeaTac.
Like the 509.
I don't know.
Home.
I think that might be a good thing for West Seattle because it will keep them isolated from the rest of
the bullshit. Yeah, it'll make it easier. Yeah.
Nothing against West Seattle, but
no,
I think they need to preserve what they
beautiful.
Have going for them right now.
Yeah, make it more of a destination.
You can, like, be like little Port Townsend.
Well, yeah, especially in COVID
right,
times.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Why not just take the water taxi to West Seattle for your vacation?
Do they have less COVID now because they're losing all their access in? I mean, other than
unclear.
What is that, Delridge Way from Burien? How do you is that
something
what that
like
is?
That.
Roxbury.
Right. Okay.
That's how I take the ferry now. But you won't be able to do that because that's First Avenue Bridge. You'd have to go. You'd have to take the 5.
You're talking to the
airport
down by Lincoln Park, the ferry terminal down by.
Yeah,
but you
can't get there.
Right. Understood.
Right now, you can take the First Avenue South Bridge
now
and take Roxbury.
Right, and take.
But if that goes away, you'd have to drive the 5 around to Burien.
Yep.
Wouldn't you?
Yep. You would have to take the SeaTac. I think you would have to. Oh wait. What about the Tukwila exit?
Is there another?
And then you could take interurban.
Does that go over the?
Could you take that Tukwila exit right before SeaTac?
Yeah. And take then, like 509, 599.
Oh, but wait, doesn't that lead to the First Avenue Bridge?
It does. I think that's how you get over.
Okay, I was wrong. I was wrong.
Maybe you're not. There might be a way to get under there because I think you can get to the.
What's that? East Marginal South Way.
East Marginal Way.
Yeah, doesn't it lead to that?
There's something you can end up in West Seattle that way, but it takes forever.
You have to weave through all this industrial shit.
Yeah, through past the transfer station, through South Park.
Past NAF.
Didn't they say they were going to do like some sort of big boy repair? Not replace, but repair of the West Seattle Bridge?
I don't know.
And that would give us like 20 years or
something?
Didn't
something
I
like that. That was, came up recently.
Okay, that's why I'm saying, you know, that. I just kept wondering about that when you were telling the story about First Avenue Bridge going down.
Right. How can it be a coincidence that the West Seattle Bridge goes down during a global pandemic when everyone's working from home?
Good timing.
Did you guys ever have to take the West Seattle Bridge? like with traffic?
So I never lived in West Seattle. That's one of the few neighborhoods I never lived in. I would go there to visit friends or, you know, back in the day, I had a girlfriend way back there. So I would stay there a lot. But I mean, no, that bridge looks, you know.
Did
you live in West Seattle for a bit?
No, but I had a reverse commute. I was going out to Vashon a ton in the mornings.
Okay.
And so I'd get off the viaduct, whatever that was, and onto the West Seattle Bridge. And that thing would be backed up all the way to the first intersection, like whatever that is, 25th or 35th at the top of the hill.
Right. I know. You're, yeah.
Every
towards
day.
Towards the junction.
Stopped. Every day, those people would just be sitting there for 45 minutes trying to get to the Furton Freeway.
Wow. And then sit on the freeway.
Yeah, but Jesus.
I know, man.
And so now they're like, huh, I'm working from home.
Most, if you are.
Hopefully.
If you are, hopefully. Yeah. Yeah.
A couple other things from the last couple episodes.
Go ahead.
The crane falling off the Google building.
Yeah.
That feels like it's coming up on like two...
Two episodes?
No, 2 years-ish since
Yeah, it's been about
accident.
2 years, yeah.
We talked about it, though.
Yeah.
I see. Okay, yeah.
I talked to my friend whose husband... he doesn't own the crane company. He owns the general contractor that's building all those buildings.
Okay.
And there's the... So apparently there's... the general contractor, there's the building owner, there's the crane owner, there's the company that takes the crane down and
provides the labor.
No, yeah, builds the crane and takes it down.
Yes.
And then there's the company who provides the labor to work the crane.
Oh, wow.
So all those people.
That's a lot of stuff.
So nobody was deemed gross negligent. There was definitely some percentages of there were fines and things, but nobody was like, you pulled that pin out, you killed it, you know, like, so, yeah.
Are we...
I just talked to her today.
Okay, I mean, just because...
Fact check.
You know, well, no, I believe you. I'm just, you know, it was rough because, you know, we lost, people got lost, so, fucking hardcore.
Yeah.
Hardcore,
jeez,
yeah.
Steve, way to bring the talk down. I was just talking about the crane, not the, you know, the other part.
Well, it's, you know, it's...
Kind of wrapped up in each
yeah,
other.
They're yeah, they're together there. Yeah. Right, you know.
All right, maybe. We
well, look
part.
How serious Dan looks now.
We might edit that part
too. There we are.
Hey, you were talking. You said you had something that you want to talk about regarding weigh-ins.
No.
I believe you.
You,
did.
I believe, said that you.
I forgot my scale.
You said you forgot your scale, and I said I put weigh-ins in my notes.
Yeah, because we need to do some.
We or I?
Oh, I'm doing some.
Oh, you're doing some too?
Dude, I still have like 20 pounds to lose.
I mean, if I got down to like Dan's weight.
Dude, how much do you weigh, Dan?
205.
Fucking A.
I'm 2 pounds heavier
than
Dan.
That's what I was when I met the wife. I was 205 when I met the wife. God, we had fun. We were like Bonnie and Clyde.
You and Dan?
Dan, you're magical.
So are you, Steve.
Right. I mean, Dan's the one on the front of the motorcycle, so he's Bonnie.
It's like, right, right. Oh, shit, now I have to switch. Okay.
Well, and you had long hair when you met Dan, so that makes you Bonnie.
Did I? No.
No.
I had short hair.
No, you had short hair.
And I had short hair when I met Dan. Yeah.
Can we just pretend?
Yeah, we
you
totally
how
we can.
How lovely that would be if it was like flowing out the back of your helmet. Yeah, yeah.
Long hair.
Mm-hmm.
Long hair.
Yeah.
Like you have like schlong hair right now.
I don't know what the hell's going on. I've got COVID hair.
That's short and long hair together at the same time. You have COVID hair.
Full COVID hair.
Sweet. If anybody needs a secret haircut, I can probably hook you up.
With who?
Well, it wouldn't be a secret if I told you who.
So you're offering buzz cuts in the alley behind the location.
But Smitty's about a half block up the hill from my place. They're open.
Yeah.
I saw the lady. Actually, ironically, when I was driving in today, I saw the lady, and the parking lot was empty, and she was out front having a cigarette.
Is that where you go?
No, I go to the secret place.
Wait, what do you... Okay, now I'm entirely confused.
Okay.
So you don't go to Smitty's?
No, I
you
have.
You go to the secret place?
I do. I go to the secret place.
So what's with the Smitty's?
It's just... I used to go there, and she's famous for buzz cuts.
Oh, okay, the buzz cuts thing.
She's famous for buzz cuts, yeah. In fact, one time I remember she was like, I was going out to the gorge, and I'm like, I'm going to get a haircut before I go out to the gorge. And I'm like, yeah, I want it short, but not military short. You know, I don't want, you know, not boot camp short, but like just, you know.
You don't want the fellas coming on to you.
Right. Yeah. And she's like, got it. And then when she's done, I have like this, I'm like, thank you. Thank you. Here, I'll tip too.
Are you clipper number six?
Like, it's a pretty short haircut. Like,
yeah. That's something else.
It took a week to get bald.
Until then, it was just red.
Right. It was just exactly. It was just like tomato thing that was like, no. Oh, God. God.
So what's the secret place?
Well,
if you can't talk about it, why did you bring it up?
I'm just, if you guys need haircuts, and maybe one of us does here, you know, that's not me or Dan.
Oh, wait, like, I thought you were going to talk about my hair.
Well, Dan, if you want a haircut too, we can work that out.
Okay. Are there other services involved?
Yeah, you can get other stuff.
Like what?
Like, I don't know, like a frosting or other hair things. Other hair stuff.
But it's a secret, you say.
Yes. It's a secret. All right, total secret.
Let's move on.
All right.
Yeah.
So here's something I wanted to talk about, because I listened to
throw
podcast
at me,
number one.
Uh-huh.
Steve.
Oh, God.
What do you do?
For what?
I hear you saying, like, on these podcasts, you say, well, I was at the gorge doing, what do you, nobody knows what you do. The gorge, air quotes.
Well, I mean, usually in the last 10 years, I was stage managing.
Where?
At the main stage.
Okay. Like, so you manage them. What is that? What,
like
what
Sasquatch.
Does no, seriously.
A lot.
Stage managing the gorge. What is that like?
There's a lot. There's a lot of, you know.
You make sure things go off.
Things
the way
stay on time. Things stay on time.
That's all we need to know.
And yeah, you know, you try to keep things on time, because if things stay on time, the big boys don't pay for OT.
Yeah.
And it all... Staying on time is huge. Yeah. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Everyone quietly likes it.
Yeah.
Everyone quietly likes it.
Even the people working.
Even
yes.
The people especially the working the
people. Yeah. People quietly like it. Stay on time. Stay on time.
Everybody you from get top to bottom.
Yeah. You get to party sooner.
Wow.
Well, but
some
you also
do.
You go on when the thing says you go
some
on.
Some do.
Yeah. I mean, the people who are on first, they don't want it to be on time.
The day
opening
bands.
Opening acts want to go on late. The
day bands.
Day bands. Yeah.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry.
That, I
mean,
I just wanted to
support acts.
I just kept noticing that.
Right.
Like, no one's gonna know that.
No.
So
no.
I wanted,
but
I,
you
I
know, and,
to,
but, and then over the years, you know, so I started out as a stagehand, and then
yeah,
went
like
into what we call rigging.
Yeah. Sun. When you're at the Sun Dome. What
right.
Were you doing?
Oh yeah. I was. Well, and I went started out as a stagehand, went into rigging. You know, which is getting sound and lights in the air and all the scenic stuff overhead. Blah blah. Then you get into like crew chiefing and then stage management. Yeah, yeah. It came along.
All right.
Yeah.
I just want to get that out there.
Yeah, yeah. So
we don't have to go into your, you know. Have you been over to Leavenworth?
It's been a few weeks, but I want to go back. I want us all to go. I want us to do
yeah.
I want us to do this in Leavenworth once. Yeah, it'd be fun. It'd be awesome.
Let's drive there right now.
I got a question for you guys.
Go.
Do you guys like seafood?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you guys like the wilderness?
Ooh,
yes,
and yes.
You mean living in the wilderness?
Do you guys like the winter?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, but, you know, I like glamping. I like...
The wilderness question is too broad. We need
I know,
to,
yeah. Okay,
focus
so...
On.
Like, yeah, I mean, like...
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, but
this
do I get
year
to go
being,
back to my friend's yurt and
oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
stay
no,
warm
no, no.
and eat dinner
no.
when we're done?
You fucking. Stay warm, but... You have dinner outside. You cook dinner outside.
Oh,
you stay
fine.
Warm outside.
Yeah.
You get a big freaking fire going. This is what I want to do this year, or this season.
Oh, boy.
I want to do a crab boil somewhere in the mountains around a tree that looks somewhat like a Christmas tree while it's decorated with Christmas lights, and just hang out around a fire and the rudimentary Christmas tree eating crab and
okay, so
seafood.
We would have to take the production to said location.
Yeah.
And, well, and the
get
and
some
the,
crab.
Yeah, and the
Christmas lights.
And the crab
yeah.
service, because they don't have...
Yeah.
You can't get crab in the mountains.
No,
mountains?
That's why I said
well,
we
no.
have to take it there.
So just go down to Pike Seafood, get a freaking
right. get a few.
Igloo of it, and
yeah.
Take it up there and throw some Old Bay in there and
right.
Boil it up.
I would say, yeah, if there's a fire pit, I love the wilderness, and then, you know, and a kick-ass, you know, nice, good... winter jacket from Filson.
Oh yeah,
and like, you know, boom.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. Do you have a location in mind?
I don't have a location in mind.
Yeah. Just you've been ruminating.
I've been wanting this to happen.
Yeah.
And because it sounds delicious.
Is it a dude thing? Is it a family thing?
It's a whoever is comfortable showing up thing.
Mm-hmm. I've got a killer spot, but we probably want to wait till springtime.
Okay.
Because
Dan's thinking Christmas.
This spot is killer, but you're kind of landlocked, and it would be a snowmobile kind of a jobby job.
That's the point.
But it would be.
You want a snow cat up there?
Oh hell yeah!
And you don't have a location though.
I don't have a location.
Yeah, but you have the motivation.
I have the motivation and the idea.
All right.
I have a potential
and I'm fucking
location.
and
crab? You're talking like Dungeon Ass or King Crab?
Let's get the good stuff.
Yeah.
But it's all good.
Yeah.
Let's get the really the goodest stuff.
Yeah, the goodest. That's easiest to get to.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you? I've never done a crab boil before.
Oh man.
Oh, they're really good.
It's like.
I've done so many, like, even on the ocean that I forget. Yeah, I've done a lot over the years.
Yeah.
But so that have you talked or heard or did Morse code with Aaron?
Not recently.
So we have a friend that does a lot of fishing.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, does he bring a home pack home?
Sometimes he does.
Yeah. When he was up in Alaska doing salmon, he brought some salmon back.
Yeah.
And we did a show. We worked a show together. And then for lunch, we went to his place and grilled the salmon up. And nice. It was the best salmon I've ever had.
Man. Yeah. I'd spent a couple of seasons crab fishing in Alaska. And I got to bring home. You could either have like a $500 bonus or you could have a home pack.
Yeah.
And we packed our own home pack. Right. So the box that usually has like 75 pounds in it. We'd like have 210 pounds.
Right.
it was like bustling and like plastic
a leg
wrap and
sticking out of
totally.
The
yeah. And you could like sell that to the market at the time or whatever. But we had a birthday party at my house and my parents' house and just
ate all of it.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Sweet.
Yeah.
But my buddies owned the Pike Market, the one by the salmon tossers.
Yeah.
We could have him on here.
Yeah.
Talk about his fish throwing prowess.
We would love. That's a great idea. Molly Crew is Molly Crew butt rock?
No.
Aren't they cool rock? They're cool rock.
Let's talk about this. No, just fire it up.
Okay.
We're rolling.
Butt rock was like.
Butt rock is not. Molly Crew, Shout of the Devil is not butt rock.
No, God, no.
Too Fast for Love is not butt rock.
No.
Butt rock came afterwards when it started like, you know, imploding
getting
on itself
shiny?
And being shiny and
shiny and kind of.
I mean, maybe
like early '90s, like, you know, that Theater of Pain stuff and
that was the beginning of it.
And like when Ozzy started to do the
Mama, I'm Coming Home.
Yeah,
I don't consider that. That's not butt rock.
What do you? Why?
That's corporate.
Like I associate the term.
No. Okay, so
I associate butt rock with Motley Crue and
no.
Well, how old were you?
I mean,
you
I guess
in
you
1986?
Can.
1986.
1986.
Yeah.
That's like 17.
Negative numbers.
He was negative.
Born. I was negative.
So you can't. I mean,
right.
At the
right.
end of it, butt rock. See,
so
in
here,
my book, Warrant.
Yes, that's a good example of
Slaughter, Bullet Boys.
The Bullet, barely. Were they? Okay.
Just the Bullet Boys.
Look at you. Look at you. Loudness.
Just those bands that like they didn't have.
Right.
They had a little bit of all of them. You know, like Van Halen had David Lee Roth, who was a great showman and the greatest rock guitar player of all time, Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah.
Motley Crue had just, they were filthy. And then, and Nikki Sixx was an amazing songwriter. And they were all like street kids, basically.
They were, it
was dirty.
It was the right.
But later on.
Livewire is such a
later on.
So fucking cool.
Later on.
So cool.
The bands had a little bit of, their singer was pretty good. And their guitar player was pretty good. But they didn't have any, like, shining, you know. Like, Rat was probably the last non-butt rock one of those bands. Because Warren DeMartini, you can't take it away from him.
No, let's give.
Amazing
let's
songs.
Just, no, let's just write. And let's not be too cool, because sometimes we outgrow these bands. those Rat guys were actually pretty good players.
Rat is an...
pretty good players. They were pretty good players.
Say what you want. They've got hits.
Yeah.
They've got great songs.
Totally.
And Warren DeMartini.
Right.
You know,
right.
You can't take it away
oh,
from
Oh, so here's like Bo, like Keel.
Right. I'm gonna go butt
armored,
rock.
Armored Saint.
What am I, so what are you, do you, when you think butt rock and you think, do you get into the weeds at all?
No, I don't really go that far, but I think of every band that Steel Panther is making fun of.
They're not.
Or,
no, here's,
okay. Or giving a tribute to.
Seriously, Steel Panther, they only play hits.
Right.
Like, Steel Panther doesn't play any Warrant songs.
Oh, here's, I Steel have another.
Panther, like, they, Def Leppard is not butt rock.
They are
Def
not.
Def Leppard is one of the greatest English bands of all time. You know what I mean? It's like,
right.
You got to give it up.
And
if,
I got to tell
Steel
you,
Panther's playing it.
But I saw this really fast on Def Leppard. Okay. I saw this early video footage of Def Leppard before they were famous, yeah. before High and Dry came out. And man, they are not wearing leather.
Yeah.
And they are not wearing boots, and they're not wearing leather, and they're not wearing sleeveless T-shirts and all of that. And I'm just like, and they are owning the stage.
Yeah.
And they're playing one of their, go ahead, I'm sorry, the Steel Panther.
Oh, yeah, Steel Panther. So I associate Steel Panther with this bizarre aesthetic, you know, like, yeah. like dudes dressing like chicks and...
Brittany Fox
and living on the Sunset Strip, going to Las Vegas, and then somehow I also associate them with this guy Ronnie Radke.
Why do I recognize that name?
He's a scene like he's in like you know the scene kids, the emo kids. Mm-hmm. It's what some of the emo kids listen to.
Okay.
But the post-emo kids.
The post-emo kids, right? Yeah. Those guys.
But he's from Las Vegas, so he has that aesthetic.
By the
okay. Like that whole like classic Sunset Strip Motley Crue aesthetic.
Spandex.
And that's what I'm getting at is this aesthetic.
Yeah. So it's butt emo.
I think maybe at the butt emo.
But yeah.
I like that. Yeah, like at the end of all of their careers.
Yeah.
Well, you know, at the end of their popularity.
Yeah.
When they started phoning it in,
uh-huh.
That's butt rock, I guess.
Okay.
I could go with that. Like I don't know, like...
Well, we rattled off butt rock bands that we've been rattling off a few.
But he's kind of right, though. Like,
no, you know, like I'm rattling off an aesthetic. And actually, I would not consider Ozzy a part of that.
Well, he jumped on board with that. I mean, like, or, you know, Kiss or, you know, these...
Or like
they kind of like...
Have you seen...
I don't consider Kiss a part of that either.
Have you seen, what is it, The Fall of Western Civilization,
uh-huh.
The Metal Years?
Yeah.
So Ozzy's in that, Kiss is in that, Aerosmith is in that, but then there's all the, like, Keel and
right.
L.A. Guns and,
oh, God,
and the
LA
one
Guns.
And Black is Black or whatever. The, like,
right. The, Black and Blue or what were they? Or,
whatever they
oh,
were.
Oh, Great White. Great White.
Again, Great they had a White. Couple hits.
They did, but
and
we again, we, and we talked
they
about this before like, too. Like when we were kids, we would talk about, we'd be like, oh my God, we're going to go see the Scorps or we're going to go see this band or that band. And we'd be like, and you know who's opening? Great White or Dawkins. It was like, we're going to go see Van Halen. We're going to go see
Cinderella. And Zebra.
Which we
Zebra.
Talked about on one of our
recent
episodes.
Right. Oh, and then we did give Cinderella a little love. Those guys were okay players. Those guys were okay players.
Yeah.
It's funny, butt rock.
Oh, yeah.
If you lost your career, here's the line in the sand, maybe. If your career ended entirely and never came back the day Smells Like Teen Spirit came out, you were butt rock.
Right.
Those people
there you
are poison.
Go. There,
poison.
Yes.
Even with
okay.
hits, that's where it synthesizes.
And maybe I'm getting the name mixed up with the aesthetic.
Right.
I think I remember.
Right.
Like, is there another name for this aesthetic that I'm talking about?
Hair metal.
Hair metal?
Hair bands.
Hair bands.
Hair bands.
Okay. Because
but
Motley
like,
Crue was a hair band.
They were, but they were like, but they were so good at
a
it that they lived
was
through
a hair
it.
Band.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But Rat, you know.
Oh, I just figured out why I associate the hair metal
darn
bands
it,
with
darn it.
That Ronnie Radke guy.
Why?
The hairstyle.
Oh, it could be.
Of the hairstyle.
Of the drummer. And the rhythm guitar player.
Right.
That's why. That is why.
Oh, now I remember. I think I was watching, it might have been, you know, that metal show or whatever, and I was watching an interview, I believe, with the singer from Warrant, And he basically, was like, he goes, I knew my days were numbered. I knew our days were numbered when he walked into the record label. He walked into the record label main office where there was millions of warrant. There was just warrant stuff everywhere. He walked in one day, and behind the front desk at the main reception was Alice in Chains, this gigantic Alice in Chains. And he was like, who the fuck is Alice in Chains? And then, you know, Alice in Chains, Jane's Addiction, Guns N' Roses, the whole Seattle thing. And then the hair bands on their way out, that next wave, you know, on their way. Because Guns N' Roses wasn't a hair band, right? But
that was before. They weren't part of that. But they were a little bit of it. Like they could have qualified as a hair.
They had some big hair. Axl had big hair.
They were on their own trajectory, and they were street kids, and they were
great songs.
Dirty as fuck, you know. They were just like, and they spent like they weren't concerned. And this is just this is just me as a fan talking. Uh-huh. Like you can tell, they were all about the music. Like they would rehearse all day. Every day.
Right.
All day, every day. That's right. What they did. Nighttime, they'd try to get laid.
Showed
get
up. Yeah. No, you jam. Whatever, but, you wake up and jam.
That was the most important thing to them, to all of them. And there's a couple shots of them with the hair, and, you know, they're still glamorous dudes, you know, but they, you know.
I mean, and I get it, you know, if I was like.
But butt rock.
If I was.
Poison.
Poison, right.
Okay.
But they were really good at it. They were pretty good at it.
They were great at it.
And they were really good at it, right?
But like I said, I think I got the term mixed up with the aesthetic.
Right, right, right.
And the aesthetic mixed up with the term.
Right, yeah.
Dan will have to kill you.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Okay.
You just need some
these younger people. Jeff, I just don't get it.
Well, yeah, these
older
folks that are ages.
Next, I want agent. Dan. What microphone is that? I want that microphone next time. I want that one. Yep. Me.
Dan owns that microphone.
Which means I can borrow it.
Shouldn't the lead singer get it?
Right. Yeah. Me.
Shouldn't everybody have the same microphone so everything's consistent?
Well, see, maybe I shut it. I closed it because you're right, Jeff. Yeah. I mean, why do we have these? Why do I have this?
We
have what?
Steve has a computer in front of him, but he never uses it.
And I touched the boring button on occasion.
Yeah. I was busting his balls about it because I'm like, what are you?
Two episodes now.
Well,
where he's like, well, or two segments of
the other computer's running the
DJ,
show.
DJ Judgy Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
No, Dan, I'm running the show. Me.
Computers run the show, Steve. Mm. Get over it.
I would be like the world's worst freedom fighter in a Terminator movie. He'd be like, okay, everybody, let's go hide and drink beer instead.
Steve, I cannot wait for you to have Neuralink.
What does that mean? Oh, is that like when I have the internet in my brain?
Yeah, that's what we talked about earlier.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I can hardly wait.
Yeah. What would you do with Neuralink?
Save the world. Be a superhero. Save the world.
It doesn't mean you can fly.
No,
you don't get to fly.
I would.
You do get a cape.
Not all superheroes fly.
But then you get a cape and you get tights.
I don't know if I'd be
them.
A cape guy.
You have to wear.
I don't know if I'd be like a cape superhero.
Tights. You'd have to wear tights.
So
I'd
what?
Be
would,
like
what
kind
would,
of a like a? I don't know.
So Steve, what would be your superhero super? What would be your superhero?
Superpower?
Name.
Oh.
Oh. What and how my superhero name?
Yeah. Would you be like Super Steve?
I'd be like total dysfunctional, lazy superhero, right? Like, you know, I'd be like, all right, kick butt. Let's watch this Seahawks game. Steve, the train's going to crash. Ah, fuck, all right. Just stop the train from crashing.
You plug in your Neuralink.
Oh, my Neuralink.
And
right.
then it does
is
all
that,
the work
is that
for
my superpower?
You.
No,
is
that
well,
just that like I have like Wikipedia
no,
in my
I,
head?
That's I think your superpower God. Is That's managing it. Whatever you need to do. So,
like sending other people to do it for me.
That's your superpower.
You could do this. You'd be like,
hey, super team, go deal with that shit.
Steve, I want to talk to you about your time addiction.
I do have a time.
You are addicted to time.
Time is my crack.
Yeah. What's your favorite part about time?
I thought crack was
Ironically, there's plenty of time. We're running out of time.
Right up until
Well, just like, yeah, tweak your schedule, and then, you know, we have more time.
Okay.
My favorite part of, you're never out of time. You are out of time.
I promise.
You are out of time.
I promise.
You are out of time. Yo, yeah, absolutely.
No, that's difficult to compute. I've always thought that you had some sort of like a space-time continuum thing in your brain.
Well, if you fail to plan on failing.
There you go.
So that's why time.
Wow.
That's why time is so amazingly important. I have a question.
What is it?
Why is the show The Masked Singer so popular?
I don't know what that is.
Stop it.
I don't know what it is.
The Masked Singer?
Nope.
Oh, that's the show where
they
karaoke.
How do you not know The Masked Singer? Yes.
The karaoke.
In
but
fancy
it turns,
costumes.
Yeah,
and
it turns out
then they
actually be the rock star. Or
well,
whoever
it's never. Then that's the other thing. The celebrities are never. Most of the celebrities are not celebrities.
Is that like What's My Name? Or Who's the Real? What was that 60s show where the three people sit there and you got to figure out which is the real
one?
Oh,
yeah, yeah. I know the show.
Isn't
right.
like that only with masks and singers?
Are You the Real? The old 60s show, Are You the Real?
Well, the real so-and-so, please stand up.
You're right.
Is it like that?
The Masked Singer are these, like, they take retired athletes and they take a bunch of people that were famous for 5 minutes, mm-hmm. and then they go out in really, really elaborate costumes, and then they
go out where?
On stage.
Okay.
And then sing and dance.
Jesus.
Now, are they really singing?
What's with the singing?
Or I don't know. There's no way
it's them really singing, right?
I don't even waste my time with that show.
Right. Well, the only reason I know about it is because they always talk about it on the morning news, which, you know,
Watching crappy morning news.
I do watch crappy morning news. I watch it.
You got to watch some good morning news.
Well, there's no good news.
I think that's the end.
And that is Seattle Today.